Title: Sub Tremolo for Breakdown Energy Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of those deceptively simple drum and bass tricks that keeps a breakdown feeling alive even when the drums back off. Because that's the classic problem, right? You pull the kick and snare out for a breakdown, your pads and FX sound cool, and suddenly the track feels like it lost its pulse. The fix is a sub tremolo, a clean sine sub that breathes in time with the tempo, giving you movement and tension without needing full drums. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated sub tremolo track that stays mono, stays controlled, and can ramp into the drop like it's pulling the listener down a tunnel. Let's do it in Ableton Live, mostly stock devices. First step, create the sub source. Make a new MIDI track and name it Sub Tremolo. Naming matters more than people think, because once you're deep in a project, MIDI 7 is not helping anybody. Drop operator on the track. We're going for pure and stable, so set oscillator to sine. Keep the level conservative to start, around -12 dB. Don't worry, we'll gain stage later. For the amp envelope, set attack to 0, decay to 0, sustain to 0 dB, and give release a little bit of time, something like 60 to 150 milliseconds. That release is a big deal for beginners, because if you heartstop a low sine wave, you'll often get clicks. A short release makes it feel clean without turning it into a long tail. Now, note choice. If you're unsure, start with F, F sharp, or G. Those tend to behave nicely as sub fundamentals in a lot of drum and bass contexts. Next, write the MIDI. In your breakdown section, create a MIDI clip and keep this simple on purpose. Option A is one long sustained note for 4 or 8 bars, or even 16 bars if you want. Something like F1 is a good starting point. Depending on your arrangement, you might use F0, but be careful. Super low fundamentals can feel huge in headphones and then vanish or distort on real systems. So start at F1, and only go lower if it stays controlled. Option B, if you want a little more mood, is a slow two-note movement. For example, F to E-flat back to F every couple bars. The point is, the tremolo will provide the rhythm, so don't overcompose the MIDI yet. Now for the main event, the tremolo. Add Ableton's tremolo after operator. Set the rate to a synced value, and start at 1/8 note. That's the classic rolling pulse. Set amount around 50% to start. Use a sine waveform for smooth movement. Set phase to 0 degrees, and most importantly, set stereo to 0%. In drum and bass, your sub wants to be mono. Wide sub is one of those things that can sound cool in a bedroom and then completely fall apart in a club. Hit play. You should hear the sub pulsing, like it's inhaling and exhaling in time. Quick rate suggestions you can try right now. 1/8 feels steady and rolling. 1/16 feels more urgent, more hype. And 1/8 triplet gives you that jungle-ish, slightly unsettling push-pull against straight grids. Even a brief moment of triplets can make people lean in. Before we get too excited, let's control the low end so this doesn't eat the mix. Put EQ 8 after tremolo, and a high-pass filter at around 20 to 30 Hz. This isn't making it weaker. It's removing rumble that wastes headroom and can trigger limiters in a nasty way. If the sub feels boxy or like it's crowding the low mids, try a gentle dip with the bell around 120 to 200 Hz, down 2 to 4 dB, Q around 1. Keep it subtle. If you carve too much, the sub can start feeling disconnected from the track. As a safety net, you can add a limiter at the end with the ceiling around -0.5 dB. The key phrase is safety net. You're not trying to smash the sub into a brick, you're just preventing surprise peaks. Now let's help the sub translate on smaller speakers without turning it into a distorted mid-bass. Add saturator, and for a beginner safe move, keep drive between 1 and 4 dB. Try soft sine or analog clip, and turn on soft clip. Then listen. If the sub suddenly feels thinner, that usually means you pushed harmonics too hard and it's shifting the perceived balance. Back the drive down. Teacher tip here, it's really easy to confuse louder with better. When you add saturation, level match if you can. If you don't level match, you'll almost always pick the louder one even if it's worse. Now the part that makes it feel pro. Automation ramps into the drop. Start with tremolo rate automation. Over the last 4 or 8 bars of your breakdown, ramp from 1/8 to 1/16. If you want a quick panic moment, you can jump to 1/32 for just the final bar. Just a taste. If you do 1/32 for too long, it starts sounding like a gimmick instead of tension. Then automate tremolo amount. You might start around 30 to 40% and build up to 70 or 80% approaching the drop. But here's a rule that saves a lot of breakdowns. Don't let the quiet part of the tremolo cycle feel like the bass disappears. If it feels like someone is turning off the low end between pulses, the breakdown will feel hollow. So if it's vanishing, pull amount back a bit, or add a little saturation for steadier presence. Let's add one more classic tension tool, filtering. Put auto filter before tremolo. Set it to a low pass filter. Start the cutoff low, around 80 to 120 Hz, and slowly open it to around 180 to 250 Hz near the drop. Keep resonance low, something like 0.5 to 1.5, because we're not trying to whistle or self-oscillate down there. We're just revealing a bit more harmonic content as the moment approaches. This is where saturation and filter work together. Saturation generates harmonics, and the filter decides when you get to hear them. That's controlled excitement. Next up, sidechain, so it stays tight with any breakdown percussion. Add a compressor after EQ 8. Turn on sidechain and select your kick. If you don't have a kick in the breakdown, you can make a ghost kick track, something that triggers the sidechain, but doesn't actually output sound. It's one of the best ways to make a breakdown feel like the drop is still coming, even if the drums are mostly gone. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so a transient can poke through if needed. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds depending on tempo. Then pull the threshold down until you see 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You're aiming for tidy, not pumping your face off unless that's the vibe. Now let's talk arrangement placement, because this is where this technique really shines. A simple plan is, the middle of the breakdown, the sub-tremolo comes in as a tension bed under pads and atmospheres. Then in the last 8 bars before the drop, you start your ramp, amount up, filter opening slightly, rate increasing near the end. Then at the drop, you mute the tremolo sub and switch to your main bass patch. That hard swap is important. You don't want two competing sub ideas at the drop. Low-end coherence is everything in D&B. Make the handoff on a clean grid point, like right on the downbeat. Let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid the classic beginner traps. Mistake 1. Stereo sub. Keep tremolo stereo at 0, avoid chorus on the sub, and if you're unsure, put utility at the end and keep width at 0. Mono low end is your friend. Mistake 2. Tremolo too deep. If amount is too high, half the time the bass is gone. That can feel like the breakdown has holes punched into it. Keep it musical. Mistake 3. Clicks at note ends. If you hear ticks, increase operator's release, and if needed add a tiny bit of attack, like 2 to 5 milliseconds. Also avoid combining extreme amount with super fast rates if it's clicking. Mistake 4. Fighting with pads and rumble. Don't only EQ the sub. Carve the pads. In breakdowns, you can often high-pass pads way higher than you think, like 150 to 300 Hz, and suddenly your sub tremolo reads clearly without getting louder. Mistake 5. Uncontrolled sub peaks. Sub is deceptive. It can sound fine and still be destroying your headroom. Use meters. Here's a quick metering check that takes 15 seconds. Drop spectrum after your chain. Watch the low end as the tremolo runs. If you see huge spikes on every pulse, reduce tremolo amount or lean a bit more on sidechain so it breathes predictably. Predictable low end equals louder, cleaner masters later. Another small but big tip, phase start consistency. If your tremolo feels different every time you press play, make sure tremolo is tempo synced, and make sure your MIDI note starts exactly on the bar line. That way the modulation lands the same each time, and your build feels intentional. If you want a couple of spicy variations, here are two beginner-friendly ones. First, pattern tremolo. Instead of one 16-bar note, try retriggering a new note every bar, so the tremolo restarts each bar. It can make the build feel phrased rather than flat. Alternatively, keep the long note and automate tremolo amount in a repeating 2-bar shape, like stronger on bar 2 and 4. Second, the pre-drop micro stutter scare. For the final 1 to 2 beats, jump rate to 1/32nd, then hard mute the track for an 1/8th note right before the drop. That tiny silence makes the drop feel bigger because your ear gets a moment of absence. And if you want better translation on phones without ruining your real sub, do a parallel harmonic layer. Duplicate the sub tremolo track. On the duplicate, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Then distort that layer harder with saturator or overdrive. Keep it very quiet, almost like you're adding seasoning. The clean sub stays clean and mono, and the harmonic layer makes the rhythm audible on small speakers. Now let's do a quick 10-minute practice setup, so you actually lock this in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Build a 16-bar breakdown with atmosphere and minimal drums. Then build this chain on your sub tremolo track. Operator, then auto filter, then tremolo, then saturator, then EQ 8, then compressor with sidechain, then limiter. Write a sustained F1 note for the whole 16 bars. In the last 8 bars, Automate tremolo rate from 1/8 to 1/16. Automate tremolo amount from about 35% to 75%. And automate auto filter cutoff from 100 Hz up to around 220 Hz. Then export it and listen on headphones and on small speakers. Turn your monitor volume down low. If you can still follow the pulse at low volume, you're in a strong zone. If it disappears, you either need a touch more harmonics, slightly less deep tremolo, or you need to clear space from your pads. Let's wrap it up. A sub-tremolo is tempo-locked volume movement that keeps breakdowns energetic without full drums. In Ableton, the clean beginner path is operator on a sine wave, tremolo for the pulse, then careful EQ, gentle saturation, and controlled dynamics. The professional field comes from automation ramps, mono discipline, and keeping peaks under control. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like roller, jungle, neuro, minimal, or liquid, I can suggest a specific 16-bar automation curve for rate, amount, and filter cutoff that matches that vibe.